How is Eli looking?
I tell you, Eli's been outstanding. In the classroom, what a pro. Great preparation. You can see on the practice field, he's been a great decision maker. So impressed with his fundamentals. Very impressed with Eli so far in training camp.
What's it like as a new quarterback coach to come here and to kind of, he's not a finished product, but I would assume it's not a whole heck of a lot you have to do other than you have to fine-tune him.
Well, first off, coming here as a quarterback coach is awesome. I mean, you could not be at a better place to coach quarterbacks. You know, Coach McAdoo and Coach Sullivan are also involved. They do a great job. They've laid a great foundation. I mean, Eli's a pro. He's won two Super Bowls. The communication in our classroom is outstanding. It's important for Eli to come to work every day, study the passing game. He's very interested in his fundamentals and techniques. I mean, it's been great.
What kind of effect has he had on the other two quarterbacks, Logan and Ryan? Is he still that teacher type, you know, kind of like your unofficial assistant?
Well, first off, he leads by example. I mean, what a great opportunity for these young quarterbacks to be around a pro like Eli Manning to see how it's done in the National Football League.
Coach, Logan Thomas got here a little late. You know, he wasn't at minicamp, but now he's come in and he's, you know, created a bit of a healthy competition for the backup job. What can you say about his development so far in camp?
You know, Logan's done a great job. You know, he's working very hard. His preparation's outstanding. He's learning the terminology. He's understanding his fundamentals and technique. He's getting his pass game reads down out there on the practice field. He's doing a nice job making good decisions, protecting the football.
And going back to Eli for a second, he had a scramble in during the red zone team drill. What can you say about that, a little scramble into the end zone?
Well, I tell you what, you know, Coach McAdoo and Coach Sullivan and myself, you know, we emphasize scramble drills to all the quarterbacks. You know, it's a great opportunity for the offense to create a big play, and it shows up on the practice field. You know, when the quarterback's time clock goes off, we want him to scramble and create a big play opportunity for us.
What does – You look at Logan on the field, he looks like he's out of central casting. He's tall, he can move, big arm. But obviously he's bouncing around a little bit. What does he need to do, in your opinion, to kind of improve himself to the point where he can stick with something?
Well, like any quarterback, you've got to have the ability to complete the football, don't turn the football over, the ability to run the offense, keep you out of a bad play, the functional intelligence, the ability to think and react quickly and make good decisions.
When you're working with Ryan, how difficult is it to keep a backup motivated? Because with Eli, he never comes out of the game.
It's not difficult at all to keep these guys motivated at this level. They're tremendous, tremendous workers. They are self-motivated. I mean, it's a pleasure to be around this group, that they such a great group of professionals that want to help each other and compete with each other.
Because, yeah, I mean, in Ryan's case, this is like his fourth year. It's his contract year. I mean, and you look at it, he's thrown 10 passes in 3 years. I mean, it's not a big resume to put out there.
Yeah, Ryan's done a great job. He's taken advantage of the opportunities that he's been given.
What do you want to see Eli improve on this year?
Well, like any quarterback, you know, let's take a look at green zone, the red zone efficiency. You know, last year the Giants left some offense on the field. Would like those opportunities this season to be touchdowns.
What can you do to be better there?
Just make good, decisive decisions. Trust what you see.
Is that something he's sort of circled as
he's
to improve coming into this year?
He's been awesome. You know, this is the third year in this offense, the New York Giants offense, and you can just see the development going into year three where he understands the play design so much better. And you can just see it on the practice field where he's making good, decisive decisions. He's winning with his eyes and his feet. His ball location's been outstanding.
Ben spends a lot of time in your room?
Ben spends time in there. It's been great. You know, the communication between the head coach, the offensive coordinator, myself, and the quarterbacks has been outstanding. You know, we're an extension of one another.
You've been around, I'm sure, a lot of different head coaches. How much?
Sure.
Is he in there more, maybe, than other head coaches because of his background, or less? Because,
well, Ben
feels he doesn't need to with Eli.
You know, guys. Ben has a quarterback background, and he has laid the foundation for the offense here and for the quarterback play. So he's going to be involved when he has time to be in there You know, it's such a great unit. The quarterback room is such a special room. And when your head coach and your coordinator and your quarterback coach and the quarterbacks are all on the same page, which we need to be, it's just special. You know, the communication has been outstanding. We trust each other. And we go out there on the practice field and we have fun.
What was Eli's reaction to when his first pass was intercepted, his first pass of Cam?
Should you move on. Play the next play.
What does it mean when you say that he's winning with his eyes and his feet? What does it mean?
Well, you know, in the passing game, as you're going through your pass game read, you have to trust what you see. So it really starts with your eyes. And as you trust what you see, there's a specific footwork that goes with your progression. His eyes and his feet have been outstanding. And then his ball placement, obviously, has been there, too.
He hasn't thrown an interception since that first one out there.
Correct.
Is that something you guys really keep track of or note, or is that?
You know, we keep track of it all, as do they. You know, hey, you play one play at a time.
When you were in St. Louis, you would see Janoris Jenkins in practice every day.
Yes.
How does he look so far here?
Rabbit's a great football player. He's a competitor. He's going to go out there every day, and he's going to compete. And like any pro, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. I love Rabbit. He's a great addition. I'm so happy that he's here.
But he looks comfortable to you?
Oh, he looks great. Yes.